Mr. Chairman, I wish at the outset to congratulate you for the skillful way in which you conducted our first and second meetings of the open-ended working group on taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations in February and May this year. My delegation also wishes to commend you for your encouragement of open, constructive, and inclusive discussion throughout this process, and we have no doubt you will continue to promote this in the days ahead. Indeed, this candid dialogue contributed greatly to the resultant report of the OEWG, which in our view is a balanced document. Our appreciation goes to you for your judicious leadership in its development and to your team within the Office for Disarmament Affairs for the commendable job that they have done in capturing all the diverse views, proposals and recommendations expressed in the past two sessions of the OEWG. We believe the draft report presents a credible basis with which additional inputs that will arise during its deliberation and adoption place us in a good position to conclude this session, having effectively achieved the task that was given to the OEWG by making appropriate recommendations on measures needed to attain and maintain a world without nuclear weapons. Mr. Chairman, Kenya has repeatedly expressed its concern about the continued existence of nuclear weapons and the potential for their use during its participation in various multilateral fora on issues to do with nuclear disarmament. We have consistently supported the view that a comprehensive nuclear weapons convention, which would set out general obligations, prohibitions, and practical arrangements for time-bound, irreversible, and verifiable nuclear disarmament, is the best option for the achievement of the total elimination of nuclear weapons. This view is shared by many states, and this is reflected in the draft report. However, it is notable that without the nuclear weapon states' acceptance and active cooperation in the development and implementation of such a convention, this option is not viable for the foreseeable future, particularly taking into account the current international security environment, geopolitical situation, and the role of nuclear weapons in existing security doctrines of nuclear weapon states. Since the adoption of Resolution 70/33 on taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations in December 2015, nearly a year has passed. The OEWG's report is expected to be presented in the next 2-3 months or so to the UN General Assembly, assessing progress made and taking into account developments in other relevant forums on nuclear disarmament. At present, there is no such progress on nuclear disarmament negotiations that has been achieved or that is anticipated in other established multilateral fora. Conversely, there have been demonstrations or announcements in the recent past that nuclear deterrent capability and means of delivery will continue to be developed and for the foreseeable future form an important element of the security doctrine of some states possessing nuclear weapons. This trend is encouraged by the lacuna in an effective regime that completely prevents nuclear weapons development, testing, deployment and use, considering that shortcoming in the Non-Proliferation Treaty and the non-entry into force of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. This consequently increases the urgency for the OEWG to make categorical recommendations that can lead to significant advances in reduction of the threat of nuclear weapons pending their eventual elimination. Mr. Chairman, we recognize the validity of the various options and approaches preferred by a number of states that have been reflected in the draft report, including a framework agreement with mutually reinforcing instruments, or the progressive approach with a focus on building blocks consisting of parallel and simultaneous effective legal and non-legal measures. We also note the complexity of some of these approaches, the multiplicity of fora that would be needed to deliberate them, and the challenges in achieving their universalization. All this against the background of the need to make positive, unambiguous and timely progress on taking forward nuclear disarmament negotiations. We therefore look forward to this meeting advocating to the General Assembly the commencement of negotiations that will result in a legally binding instrument prohibiting nuclear weapons as an interim step towards complete nuclear disarmament. We look forward to working with you and other delegations in that regard. I thank you.